Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm You Will Know When It's In.
And welcome to the show.
I mean, there were some pretty good ones. Thanks. Thanks for stealing that one. Let me just say one of the other ones right now. Comma is struggling to get it in.
I got to write that one down.
That's a good one. That's a good one. For those that our first bonus episode of the Jay and Jack Show got released this week for our patrons that donate $5 or more a month, and in that episode, Jack, I know you probably listened to it. Yes, since you haven't even listened to a single Jay and Jack Show episode yet.
I powered through them today.
Oh wow, you had to power through them. That's good.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't listen to them.
I was gonna say this sounds strange.
I will listen to him.
The first segment of the bonus episode was a lot of the different takes of your opening the show.
Oh, okay.
And showing how lame some of your names were.
Well, there wasn't a lot to go on. I mean, it's just, sure. It's easier when there's an episode. Even with Lost, sometimes it was like nothing really happening that you can use.
Hashtag lazy podcasting. You heard it here, folks.
But Jeff, he had, like Colleen said, he had several today I could have used.
That's also what she said.
And Jeff was hoarse, but he was still able to talk.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yes, we had another fun episode of Survivor. I know, Jack, you've had some beefs.
No, this is the best one. This is the best one so far.
Okay, well, it's only the third episode, so I mean.
Well, I mean, the first two were kind of.
I have some beefs with like Wentworth's like really awkward, angry
faces. It's not awkward.
Faces.
She just kind of has, you know.
No, she doesn't have resting beef face. She just.
She has active beef face.
No, she has, I'm going to kill you beef face.
I know. It's just very, I don't know.
I think she probably knows this is her last chance. Would you think
no.
So? This is her third time on the show.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, 10 years from now, I mean, there's four time
players. Yeah, Survivor they Legacy.
Are they going to give her a Rob season where they.
Oh, I bet you.
Put her with just, you know. I mean, so I think that. There's probably, or maybe she doesn't want to do it again, you know?
Oh, I can't imagine. She seems like a naturally competitive person. I can't see her not wanting to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, this could possibly be her last chance.
Yeah, regardless.
And if she goes out early, who's going to want to see her back again?
Well, it depends. Then she just gives real good face during her Extinction Island, Edge of Extinction or whatever it's called.
Edge of Extinction.
I mean, the thought of her going home this week and being on the Extinction Island with Reem and Keith.
I know. Jay just started laughing out loud at one point. He was like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, she hates them.
Yeah, I know. Like, just that would be her own personal hell.
They wouldn't have to raise the flag.
She
because
would have.
Yeah, I know, right? She would have raised it for them.
Yeah. No, she would have strung them up the flagpole.
Well, no, for a moment. For a minute, though, I thought that...
The mask. What is it called?
The mask, yeah. I thought for a minute that she may possibly be going home and would run into Reem at Edge of Extinction. And, you know, that whole, like, showdown between the two of them, that's what it had been, like, you know, setting up or foreshadowing. But alas, it did not. Unfortunately,
Chris is an idiot.
Yeah, Jay's genius pick.
Whoa. He's not, I don't think he was one of my final three picks.
No, he wasn't, but like
he
the
was
whole
just
time.
Like, I
like...
really think he's attractive pick, that's all. Mm.
There's that honest guy that wants to be honest. And
yeah.
I have to lie.
Yeah. I feel like
you idiots.
Yeah, I know. He was kind of island hot today, I'll give you that.
He's been island hot the whole time.
He hasn't.
It's like the sweat glistening off
okay,
his
abs.
Okay, ew.
No, that's like, that's actually not. No.
Well, he has a little sprayer.
He's no,
and
he's no Ken
himself.
Is a 10. He is no
I
Ken
would
is a
10. I say he's more attractive than
yeah,
Ken is
no,
a 10.
He is not a Ken is a 10.
I say you put them side by side.
Even, who was that dummy that was the season after Ken is a 10 who went around and told everybody that he had the idol but didn't want everybody to, you know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So,
yeah.
Something's my guy. What was his name?
Oh, that's right. He was like your sequel to Ken is a 10.
Yeah.
I forget.
And he was like, you know, Multiplicity, where the sequels get dumber and dumber
each
time.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, it was a bad pick. But anyway, I
what was his name?
It doesn't matter.
He had the like fake
all
romance.
All that matters is Chris Blewett
with the Virgin
this
Jessica.
Week. I mean, in an episode where you have
Jessica,
a player that hurt their ankle,
she was cool.
Like flipped out over, even though
the
she
chicken.
Eats chicken or eats
yeah.
meat in real life.
And I don't understand that.
And then steals the flints, and everyone knows she stole it. And if you can't just go with the easy flow vote that week, and you get voted out, like, I'm sorry, Chris, man. I really did dig you, but you kind of blew this one up.
Well, I think it was David's idea to do it.
But David told him.
I mean, it was very explicitly
said. He said, do not tell War
said,
Dog.
Like,
if you tell War Dog, it's going to blow up in your face.
Because Chris, David knows how to read people.
Yeah.
And he knows that David wants to run the show. So you can't go to the guy that wants to run the show and tell him, this is
War
what
Dog.
We're going to vote.
War Dog, yeah. Exactly.
Honestly, I'm surprised, though, that David went with the Chris vote.
No, I'm with you completely, and maybe we should save it for that discussion. But I feel like the better move would still get Wentworth out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can talk about that during that segment. We'll talk about that in the recap. Before we get to that, I want to thank people that make the show possible. Our patrons. Again, we have a lot of bonus content going on right now for our patrons that give $5 or more a month.
We do.
Broadcast had their first bonus episode. The Ramblecast After Dark is doing 3 bonus episodes a month. The first Jay and Jack bonus episode got released this week. It was 1 hour and 17 minutes of extra content from all of the people that Jack and I interviewed,
which might be the longest podcast Jay has done in years.
He's a little worn out.
And as well as extra stuff from Jack and I having.
I was shocked we've had no discussion from our Robert Kraft talk from the. I thought it was pretty. I thought there'd be a few Patriots fans would be upset by it.
Yeah, well, it was released the following week and a half after the news. So in today's news cycle, perhaps.
But still, no, Patriots the fans, they remember, they'll remember things from 100 years ago if you said wrong about them.
Maybe finally the Patriots fans are like on it. But let's move on from there. We're not here to talk about the Patriots. This is a Survivor podcast. But anyway, a lot of cool stuff we're putting out.
Wait,
for
did you
our
talk
patrons.
About the Survivor bonus content for the patrons?
Yes, and for you Where Survivor fans out there, for those fans of
Pimping Out Our Child
and people that really like a podcast that lasts 2 minutes.
I mean, this podcast has no problem getting it in.
Well, Zach lasted a little longer this time.
No, I had to, I had to beg him. I had to stop several times and be like, please come back and just finish like talking to me. I just have 2 more questions, Zach. He'd be like, this is so boring.
it was Zach's idea. And then Colleen, as usual, beats it like a dead horse. But let's.
I don't even know what that means. I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it.
Anyways,
well, get up and leave like Zach does.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Bye.
That's what I'm going to start doing now. Zach has shown me the way. Anyways, so a lot of cool stuff we're doing for the patrons. Check it all out: patreon.com/JayandJack, or go to JayandJack.com. And click on the Become a Patron link. All right, Colleen, let's jump into this recap. Now that we have a reward challenge in the pre-immunity challenge that will be included
so
in that section.
Yeah, so I actually thought when they showed up there. Oh, so we started with Edge of Extinction, right?
Yes, and Jack, were you happy Keith elected to go to
Yeah, I'm very happy he decided to go. I thought Reem was going to kill him with the stick, but... there's just a little bit of rice she's got to eat, but there's not a lot of Keith there. He's mostly bones. So,
and yeah, he still wasn't starving like she was.
No.
But yeah, I think it was. So the few things that we did learn about Edge of Extinction is that it's really freaking dark and it's really rough out here. And then
I think it is. It's going to be like ringing the bell. Navy SEALs, last person. That doesn't want to go home.
Well, Dennis had a good
theory. They're making it rough on him, that's for sure.
Dennis had a good theory in the Facebook group. And if you'd like to join the Facebook group, you can go to facebook.com/groups/JayandJack group, which we'll talk about, I think, in a little bit later in the show. But Okay, Reem. We.
I know. You're right there.
Yeah, it's gonna pivot.
But wasn't that a big? I mean, if you're using it to balance yourself, why don't you get a stick that's like half the size?
Maybe it's the only stick she could find.
I don't know. It felt like she was.
Sometimes it's hard to find a good stick.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find one that's like erect enough for you to hold on to.
Find a stick that you like.
I mean, as you get older, it's tougher to find one that can support your weight.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think, you know, they had a struggle for the rice. I dig it.
They
and,
had to struggle for the rice, but I was talking about, I loved that they had to struggle. Like, that whole thing was awesome.
I dig it. It's like a very much like a true survival thing. I wish we had more time on it. I wish there was like a bonus
episode.
Well,
there is. Are they showing on the CBS.com? We talked about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, they are showing this extra stuff.
You're the one that told me, Jack.
I did?
Yeah, you said that they have extra content on CBS's website.
I don't know.
I told you that on air, or did I tell you that privately?
Because I don't. Yeah, remember. You said it on air.
Did I?
I think so.
Okay.
I thought so.
Maybe you dreamed that, Colin.
I don't remember saying it then.
That's maybe. I don't.
Well, either way, if they are, that's a good idea because you know, Big Brother shows they show extra content on.
Yeah,
there.
And I think it becomes.
We've always said that about Survivor. They should show extra stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, they do show deleted scenes
I mean, look at how Jane Jack show. If you listen to Jane Jack, you get bonus content. Like, this is what they're making to the show. Like, if they can do why can't Survivor?
Boys, focus. On CBS, CBS.com, they do have bonus, like, things that were cut out of the show.
I'm glad.
I have
CBS.com
watched
paying
myself.
Us? Jeez Louise, this advertisement. All right, next.
I know.
Next
okay,
thing.
But re-motherly role. All of a sudden, she's like, got to be there to make sure that
at least
Keith
it's
is
something.
Okay.
You got to have something to keep you going. So if that works for her, let it be that.
Yeah. All right. So we go back to the main camps, though. And they start off with this reward challenge, which Jay and I both thought that for sure it was going to be a tribe swap. Because it just, I don't know, it had
I thought it was going to be an immunity challenge.
Well, that was our other guess. We're like, oh, maybe this is it.
Because we knew in the preview for the previous week that
Wendy hurts her ankle.
Hurts her ankle. So it was like, okay, is most of the time going to be dedicated to somebody getting hurt?
Yeah, or, you know, maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's what you said. I thought you said that she gets evac'd out.
No, we were guessing
whether or not.
Well, that's
the guess. Showing her hurt ankle, is that going to be?
She has a bruised ankle.
Yeah, I know.
Wah.
She does. She does. So anyway, we had lots of inappropriate Jeff Probst quotes here. They were playing for chickens or for comfort. I noticed during this challenge that there were a lot of left shoulder tattoos.
What
tattoos? Observation.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the really cast. Like, no, shoulder tattoos
here's my question.
Like
Millennials
thing.
Like them. You gotta start that sleeve early.
I guess
you're playing for three chickens and a rooster, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather Wouldn't you rather take the comfort?
No, because I think chickens. You want the protein and you want the like possibility of eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think you guys still got nine people. How are you gonna split one egg if they only lay one egg? What if you get some dud chickens and they're not laying any eggs?
Yeah, if you get them going, they could lay like multiple eggs a day.
Yeah.
I don't, because lack of sleep also hurts you in this game too, because it throws you off. Like you're not sharp. You're not good in the challenges. I get the protein, but I was thinking I might take the comfort.
Well, I think the difference is maybe like if you're already 7 days of not eating in at that point, you're going to be probably more.
That's true.
Angled towards some type of.
Then you'll have one of the castaways who's terrible. And a terrible person take your flint.
Yeah, exactly. And stay on, not even be at risk of getting voted home.
Yeah. We had the Wendy ankle segment. It looks kind of bad.
I think David's already thinking that he's going to take her to final three with him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
I think everybody is kind of thinking that except for Wentworth. and Mad
Dog.
Or Mad Dog, War Dog, yeah.
War Dog.
I don't see War Dog lasting long. I don't see him lasting this possible coming up tribe swap whenever that happens.
I don't know. I think he might make merge.
You think in the tribe swap they'll put the four returning players on the one tribe?
Well, I mean, it's all random.
Yeah, but you know how it's random sometimes, and sometimes it might not be random.
Yeah, that's true.
You picked this one.
That's very
like
that's
Ben
very
finding
true.
All those immunity idols.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think so. That wouldn't be very good drama, would it?
Can we talk about some good drama in the pre-immunity challenge?
Yes, please.
Aubrey finding.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about Aubrey. Well, yeah. Just to finish out this Wendy segment, though.
Okay.
Wendy wants to release the chickens, and everybody else is like, no. And
and she still wasn't getting it.
And Dad Bod calls her a lovable emotional nut, which I thought was very endearing.
Oh, that's what I say about you.
You do. You say that to me all the time. Usually it's emotional first, then lovable second, but...
Sometimes lovable.
Sometimes lovable.
In the right context.
But cool.
Was that a huge mistake? I guess it wasn't a huge mistake by Wendy, but in any other game, she should have been voted out.
Well, it's like one of those, what's her name? The one that everybody hates.
Debbie?
No, no.
Chaos Cast?
Abby Maria,
where you're, and she's not as bad as Abby Maria by any stretch.
No.
You know that nobody likes them. Nobody's going to vote for them to win. It's the classic goat scenario.
Yeah.
But it's only the third, you know, third week. I mean, it's just.
But she's clearly no threat to win at this point.
Not the way she's playing, no.
And then especially once there's this swap that, you know, the swap and then the merge.
Well, how does she bring the flip back? She can say Chris had it the whole time.
Oh, or I'm sure she'll just like throw it on the sand and be like, look what I found. And everybody's so dumb that they'll know.
She can't find it.
I think
David knew she took it. But it's an easy vote for her, like him. Like he's going to have her vote.
Yeah. But all right. Look, Aubrey. Let's move on to Aubrey.
Yeah. I teared up. I thought it was a really sweet.
What I thought was great is not only did we get to see her looking for the idol, we got to see the old clips of her looking for
idols. Yes. I liked that.
I said, this is great.
I know you hate the idol searching.
I'm done with the idol searching.
I thought that was really cool how it showed, you know, multiple seasons of her trying to find it and she finally found one. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, we could have had another 45 seconds of Wentworth's resting bee face.
Yeah.
And we
no,
got
active.
This
Hers is active
bee
face. Yes.
But instead we got this.
I thought it was really sweet. It was really emotional.
I would have cried, but I didn't have a tissue with me.
What a shame.
But I thought it was a really sweet scene. You know, if she doesn't win this season, if this is the thing that makes her feel like this was worth her adventure or whatever, cool.
Yeah, then good for her. I love how Victoria and Ron were talking. I didn't realize.
And Joe was right there. When it panned to show Joe right behind him as they were kind of talking about Aubrey and Joe, I was like,
How did you not know that he
right
wasn't
behind
there.
Him?
Oh, my God, Joe. And doesn't.
I didn't see you there.
Victoria played it cool at least. But
Victoria,
still.
Is she Pepe Lundstocking?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
She's got some freckles.
Well, she has the hair, the whole thing going on.
Yeah.
But I just like going, come on, look around.
Yeah. But I think for sure, if they had gone, they probably would have knocked off Aurora, right?
Probably. That's how it seemed they were kind of going. Now, would it be really funny just throughout the season, like people would be talking and then Joe would just kind of appear all of a sudden in the back corner? Like, God.
Yeah, right. Joe reverses the curse of the Spy Shack.
Yeah, he just like somehow appears like
he's
multiple
so
times.
Yeah, he's so graceful and so amazing.
Well, they need to give him a pack of Tic Tacs so they know he's coming.
But just I think that'd be it's not going to happen, but that'd be a really funny recurring joke.
Well, you know, it's funny because I saw Joe. I go, wait, is this an edit thing? I go with. And then when she goes, oh, he was there the whole time. I go, how did he not know he was there? He looked like it was a mountain.
Right
it looked like there was nothing blocking the view.
It was literally from me to Colleen, which is across this desk, was the distance between.
Yeah, but the best part is I don't think he actually heard them.
No, he didn't seem too wise to it.
No, but he knew that something. He knew
classic
that
classic Joey Amazing fashion.
Yeah,
mustache and hair are blocking his hearing.
Yeah, seriously, it seemed like he knew that there were bad vibes coming from that conversation his way, but he didn't hear it.
They don't answer me directly.
Yeah.
Well, just follow them around, listen to them.
They'll never know.
Oh my God! Anyway.
They could be three of them standing together with Joe standing right there. Oh wait, you've been here the whole time, Joe.
Oh my God!
Let's go to the drowning hazard of a.
Oh
of a
my
challenge.
God! Yes, I cannot wait to watch this with Zachary for the bonus for the Survivor bonus content and tell him to never do this at home.
Thankfully, I mean, I don't know, Jack. Maybe you didn't feel the same way because you feel like, suck it up, you're gonna be fine. But I was like,
if you die, you die.
If Keith would have done this, he would have died. He would have been dead.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done
it. Oh, you mean strapped to the well, he'd have to be in the boat.
Swim and pull the boat with you.
Yeah. Well, I guess he'd jump off, maybe grab the... Well, he'd probably mess the key. Maybe they give him floaties.
I can't think. I mean, you know, not to criticize or anything, but he would have died in this challenge.
Yeah, he couldn't have done it, could he?
No.
Can you imagine it? Because if the boat was only like 10 feet from where the keys were, it'd probably take him an hour and a half to swim that far.
Anyway, I mean, the blue tribe, was it Manu or whatever they are?
Yeah, they won.
No, they didn't. They lost. They had it. Oh,
your war challenge.
Immunity
challenge.
They blew it on the spokes side. Which, was that a Wentworth loss, or did David just not really care to win it?
No, they were they had Division One Wentworth and David, and they weren't they weren't communicating.
Yeah, Aubrey had the right idea to put this stuff together before.
Yeah, like
before they put them into the.
Why are we putting
wheels?
This one here? It doesn't fit. Well, I thought that person was putting it there.
Yeah, part of me thinks that David,
or was it
It was Division One. Wentworth. It was Division One and Wentworth, but Division One's the one that was like, why? Don't put this here. But part of me thinks that
David. But you're my idol, so it's okay.
Yeah. David was very like, about wanted to do this Wentworth plan.
I don't know. It just was terrible.
I don't know. I thought the challenge itself, though, was actually really fun, despite the fact that I thought somebody might drown. But I don't know. I thought it was really fun, though. Then though post challenge, we have more talk about chickens and not killing them or killing them to kill or not to kill a chicken.
Well, I thought War Dog was. He goes, but you eat chickens at home?
Yeah,
yeah.
She goes, yeah. I'm a hypocrite. But why are you? I can see if you're an animal rights person and you're
or if you're Ty.
Yeah, like Ty.
What do you name his chicken?
You honestly believe in it, but why are you risking $1 million? Over a chicken, right. And like I said, I'll be honest. I don't think I could kill the chicken, but I could eat it. I don't think I could kill the chicken.
You are a mob wife.
I kind of love how much, Wendy. Oh, the chicken was named Mark. Mark the chicken. That's right. I kind of love how much Wendy perplexes War Dog.
Well, he's like a tri-state area. You know, a stereotypical tri-state area person, male, right? And she is very much this SoCal millennial.
Yeah.
What? And, or even, she might be like Generation Z. I don't know if she's actually.
She's 24, 25, right?
So maybe a very young millennial, if not older Generation Z. I don't know when that cutoff is.
I don't either.
But just they're very much opposites in terms of probably like culture and style.
Yeah.
But didn't she say she's a huge fan of the game and knew the strategy and all that stuff?
Everybody's a huge fan.
But she's been a terrible player so far. Absolutely terrible.
I feel like she's just a wacky person and she's just going to Wendy's going to Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
Jinx.
Yummy Coke.
You did a Wendy.
Yeah. I do kind of love Wendy as a character, though, especially this week where she's just so unapologetically like, yeah, I know I might lose, but whatever. Free the chickens.
But they started the fire anyway.
They did.
Well, we kind of had one and they kind of kept it going. But
it was Chris that got the fire started. He got voted up.
Yeah. So can we talk about this? Just
this whole thing.
Up the tribal.
Yeah.
And David, I think, has the right move. David and Dad Bod have the right move where they want to get out Wentworth because I think that's the.
I agree with it.
And Chris is loyal to David, but also to War Dog for some reason. And David very
they
astutely.
They compared hair tips.
David
no,
very.
Nobody's laughing at the fact that War Dog is bald, right? Okay, well.
Well, Chris has hair.
Chris has hair. I know. That was a joke, though. They compared hair tips.
It
was like a one-sided.
It'd be funny if you said David and War Dog compared hair tips.
Because
they're both bald. So.
Whatever. Keep going.
It's like Wendy releasing a chicken. I don't know.
Why Zach wants to bail out of the podcast earlier in the week.
He did tell me today. I was like, I can't wait to watch the challenge with you and do a podcast. It's like, podcasts are boring. And I was like, you're boring. Good night.
Good night.
So,
now.
No, so David, I think he's playing a really good game considering he's a returning player. And I think he's in seemingly, you know, very much in okay. ingrained himself yeah. in this yeah. tribe, or has a pretty good alliance. And tells Chris exactly how it's going to go down if you tell Wardog.
Yeah, he did.
Chris stupidly tells Wardog, and it blows up in his face.
Well, I like Wardog goes, yeah, whatever you want to do, I'm fine with you. He goes, well, I think we should go Wentworth. Okay, hey, we got to get Chris off. He goes right away. And because David, I think David, that's what David's strength is.
Yeah.
He knows how to read people. I mean, and yep. he knows that Wardog wants to run the show. You don't go to Wardog and tell him you're going to go against him. You either yep. go, yeah, I'm with you. And that's it.
Back.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because exactly. he's going to, especially when you tell him it's Wentworth, because you got right. Division One.
And clearly Wardog has bigger allegiances to Wentworth than he does to Chris, and that right. was Chris's flaw, his weakness, that he clearly could not read that. So whatever like hair braiding tips they shared wasn't enough for Wardog, probably because he didn't have any hair. I'm making the joke yeah, happen,
you're,
guys.
You're again just taking hey,
can,
this one.
Can I call myself Zach? Because I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Not only has Zach raised the white flag on the mast, I think Jack and I are pulling ours up right now, too. So, okay, let's talk about the decision to vote out Chris, because I still think the right move would have been Wentworth, because for David and Dadbod, then Chris becomes the bad guy, and it's not even on you. So you get to make the blind side, but Wardog would have been pissed off at Chris.
Right.
So maybe Colleen, maybe Jack, maybe you could come up with a scenario well, where I think, it makes
I
sense.
I think David is flying under the radar. He knows he's a returning player, and he doesn't want to be the guy that thinks he's running the show.
Yeah. Right, and I feel
he
like
the target on him.
Chris has such a big mouth that perhaps they go back, Wentworth is gone, Wardog is pissed, and then Chris is like, well, it was David's idea. I mean, David and Rick, they're the ones that came to me about it. So maybe they were scared about that, or
is it okay. Devin?
Devin? No, Devin is the one with the flower shoulder tattoo. Rick is Dadbod.
That's Gavin. Gavin's the one with the shoulder tattoo. Gavin.
Rick is Dadbod, though, for sure.
Okay, I'm still stuck with Jared. But no, I think he made the right move because he's like you said, he's a returning player, and everyone seems to have a target on their back but him, because they don't seem to consider him a threat.
Yeah, well, he is a non-threatening person.
But he went to what? He went to the Final Four last time?
He did. Like, they should see him as a threat because he is a threat.
Mm-hmm. He's very
but
strategic.
But he has a very... He's
very calming in his
calming,
approach.
Thank you. He has a very calming presence where I think that he maybe disarms people.
Yeah. Clearly he does.
So I think that's why he
dad
didn't
jokes
vote
and...
for Wentworth was not to rock the boat.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point, why rock? I mean, like I said, the smarter vote would be get rid of Wentworth, because Chris obviously is no threat to win because he can't keep his mouth shut.
True.
He's got, you got to be loyal. No, you don't have yeah. to be loyal.
I will say, though, I appreciated some of the more inside baseball stuff that we got this episode, where like Wentworth was telling them, well, it's going to take a couple of hours to once you kill the chicken to cook it. And this, like, I kind of liked some of the stuff you never see because it's gruesome and, you know, you don't want to. But I don't know. I kind of liked hearing about some stuff that.
Now, you know, Colin, if you ever do want to kill a chicken,
you know, you got to pluck all the feathers off, too. Yeah.
I know.
It just seems like a lot of work.
It does seem like a lot of
work. Just get me a pillow.
We eat eggs every
I'll
morning.
Take the pillow.
So I would have been okay with just the eggs.
Yeah,
maybe.
Me too.
Also, it was day like 8, not day like.
Yeah, I was surprised they were going to kill the. I was surprised they were going to kill the chicken already. They didn't have the chicken. You know, we didn't even talk about that. They brought the chickens back. They plop Wendy down, and immediately leave her. Let her have her own space, and then they go talk about the chickens. Maybe that's what ticked her off too. I mean, no one stayed.
I think she's just weirdo, a lovable weirdo.
But still, someone should have stayed. Like I said, they should have probably taken her down to the ocean and soaked her.
Put her out to sea.
Well, no, put her ankle in the. I'm sure the water's cool.
She's no good to us anymore. She's got a bum leg.
Well, you got to get the swelling down.
True. True.
So, but anyway, they plopped her and I don't know.
Oh man. Okay.
It just seemed like a weird scene.
Yeah, and Chris decided to go to Extinction Island, so it'll be interesting to see.
And he was so, like, indignant. Like, he literally had no idea that why he was there and the fact that what David told him explicitly was going to happen if he did what he did happened.
Because he was like, screw those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not my fault.
Yeah, I'm a manly man who shouldn't have gotten kicked off.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed still, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's got a big mouth. He might tell everyone.
That's
there
fine.
Ain't no walk of shame there.
That's fine.
He's the one that Instagrams from the bed.
He'd be posting it on Twitter.
Again, if you don't want to show my ugly mug with that, that's fine. That's upping my value.
Whatever.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Right.
This episode, Island Hot. Before that, not so much. So right.
Okay.
I'm torn.
Okay. That's it for the recap. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Oh, those are some great ads. And yeah, I think it's now time for some listener feedback.
Which we didn't really get any this week.
Well, we have some stuff from the Facebook
group. We do have some stuff from the Facebook group.
So let me play the listener feedback music, and Colin, you can cue that up.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Colleen, what do we got?
All right, so we have, we'll start with Dennis, who says, F the chicken killers.
So he's against the chicken killers.
I guess so. He is Team Wendy, I suppose.
Is Dennis a vegetarian?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's eating the hot dogs, and he brings the hot dogs.
He brings the sausages or the bratwurst.
In fact, he brings chickens and pulls
something.
The feathers out.
Okay.
I mean, one of the big events of the weekend is he kills a chicken and
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. The weekend we're talking about.
I don't realize it took him 2 hours to do it. But.
Well, he starts in the morning. Usually it's Dan with the crock pot stuff that Dan makes and Dennis.
But nobody but Dan eats it because we're worried it's like murdered people in it.
It's pointy. Yeah.
It's people.
He's a big fan of Soylent Green.
I was going to say, what's this Soylent Green, slow cooker Soylent Green?
It's people. It's an inside joke. For those that know Dan, who comes to our...
Yeah, we do a meetup every May.
Everyone
we're always,
saying
we're always
welcome.
Minus one person at the end of the... There's always one less person at the end of the get-together.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, until we've... I used to think it was Dan until we found out that Drake was slowly also knocking people off with brownies.
The Drake.
JK, JK.
All right. Dennis's theory.
Oh, so Dennis says that it looks like the three new tribes next week gets one player from Extinction Island. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
That'd be cool, but it's a little early. I also don't think it's fair.
Wait,
they all
get
to be
there's
back
be,
in the game.
If they split up to three, each tribe's gonna get one player.
That's what Dennis's theory was.
I think no, I don't want that. I want them to stay there
suffer.
And suffer.
He wants them to suffer
and get back in the game.
Yeah, I think it's
don't
too
make
early.
It easy.
It's too early for it to bring them back.
You know, Chris is going to come right back in the
it's
game
cool
after
idea.
Not really
I'm not
suffering.
I'm not going to knock his. I think it's a neat idea,
I
but
do,
I think it's too early.
I like the idea. I think that it might be too early. I think we're going to get closer to the merge because I think that there needs to be more story on.
Well, they can't all come
first.
Back because it's not going to last more than 13 weeks.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, Dennis, your theory is done.
Oh man, you are ruthless. Sherry says, called it, Reem is mom leveling up to make sure that Keith is okay. She says, I can hear Colleen on the podcast now. She is the queen of picking up double entendres. They're struggling to get it up. You'll know when it's in.
Jack was more on top of it today, I gotta say.
Well, to be fair, he took the first opportunity he had to speak to get it out.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Sherry also says that War Dog is passive threatening instead of passive aggressive.
Well, who's more threatening, him or Wentworth? War Dog doesn't scare me. Wentworth scares me.
Wentworth scares me because she's smart. War
well,
Dog
she, but,
doesn't.
But she has also has that look like she's
smart.
Going to kill you. Like when yeah. when David said at Tribal, well, we might go for the more social player. Her face has got, I go, well, you're not really the social player, are you? What are you worried about?
Right.
So anyway, I just, and then Jeff goes, I can't believe you have nothing to say. I was thinking. Shut up, Jeff!
Leave me alone. God. Oh, man.
Good times.
Anyway. I did have some feedback from, you know, my complaining about looking for the idol. Jonathan Sherby had a good, I thought was a great idea. What do you guys think about this? That the viewers don't know who finds the idol. We don't know who has the idol. So when they play the idol, it's like, oh my God, that's a shock because we didn't know they had the idol. Hmm. What do you think about it? I love that idea. It's like a great blindside.
But
right?
I feel like a lot of people would call shenanigans. Because we're seeing the story, anyway. And if we don't see who finds the idol, we're missing that part of the story, the overall story of the season.
I would love not to know who has the idols. It'd be like knowing the ending to a great book. Or if you don't know who has it, they go, I have an idol. Oh my God, never saw that coming.
Yeah, I get it. I get like it being a surprise. What if it's like something where it's part of the game where they've told them ahead of time or something like that, you know? Like, do you give it the same?
Well, you just don't show that part where they tell people they have the idol.
True.
I mean, just something different. Yeah. I know. I love the idea. I thought it was great.
All right. Well, that I think does it for our listener feedback section this week.
All right.
Oh, actually, I'm so sorry. I got something from JP via message today. Let me pull that up. That's what she said as well. All right, so he sent me the immunity idol rule per CBS. Okay, my computer is struggling to open it, so I'm going to open it through Messenger.
And make sure we get the players that find it are the likable players.
Yeah, right. That's that's subsection B. All right, here we go. Let's clear this up for fans and future players. When someone finds an idol, it is their idol, regardless of whether they hide it in their personal bag or bury it in the sand. An idol can never be taken from you. So, if another player discovered an idol that had already been found and then hidden in the sand, they could not use that idol, nor could they rehide it or destroy it.
Would the camera crew like tell them, "Hey, you didn't get it"?
I don't know, but there's no finder's keepers rule. That's the moral.
So you couldn't take the idol and say, "Okay, I can't have this, but I can put it in the water and let it float away."
I don't know about that.
You said they can't destroy it. I'm not destroying it. I'm just letting it float away.
Yeah, but that probably falls under a subcategory of definition of destroy. So,
I guess that makes sense, but yeah. I think if you don't have it in your personal belongings, I think it's open. I think it's open. It's Survivor. It's like when Rupert stole everybody's shoes. He's like, I'm a pirate. You know, he was doing something that, you know, but if you don't have the idol in your bag or on you and you choose to hide it somewhere, you're hiding it at your own risk.
Right. I think that in this scenario, it's going to depend on if the player gives good face time on the camera or not. if you're good on camera, then you might be able to like pull a Rupert and get away with it. But if you're not, if they don't like you and they don't think that you're good, perhaps they'll be like, nice try, put it back. All but right. I bet you can still go back and be like, guess what I found in the sand? Psst, psst, psst.
That somebody has an idol.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Jay, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be more fun if you are able to find it and, you know.
Oh, my God. They should. Okay, new idea. Next season, Survivor, season 39, Hot Potato Idol. And you just keep tossing
hot
the idol.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah, it's like a free-flowing idol, like finders keepers. Whoever touches it gets it.
Okay.
So then you actually literally have to make it a crotch idol or else somebody else could take it at any point.
Maybe.
I don't know. With that, let's move on.
Yeah, that's it's time to tally the votes. Let's go to who we thought preseason was going to go home. Chris going home, Chris Underwood. I said Merge. Colleen, you said merge, but Jack, you said pre-merge.
Woo, Jack is doing well this season.
You get the tally points.
There was something about him. I thought he would rub people the wrong way. Remember, I think I said that.
And then for who we thought was going home this week, Colleen, you said Wendy. I said Wentworth. Ah, so close. And Jack, you said Julie. None of those went home.
Yeah.
And now it is time to pick who we think is going home next week. So I am up first. I'm going to say, was it Aurora?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
A-U-R-O-R-A.
A-U-R-O-R-A.
It means the dawn.
O-R-A. Like Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. All right, Jack, it is your pick.
I'll stick with Julie again.
Julie?
Was it Julie?
At some point, it's got to stick.
It's the Central Park Pier.
Yeah, yes. The Central Park Pier.
Colleen.
I am going to go with War Dog.
Ooh, okay.
I got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah,
I think
that's a good pick.
Yeah.
And if it is a tribe swappy type thing next week,
he could rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's a good pick. All right. So the tally vote total as it stands for the season so far, Jack, you're in the lead with 3 tallies.
It's over.
Winner's pick is Victoria.
Victoria.
Eric is still in it, but I only have 1 tally. And Colleen, you also have Victoria, and you only have 1 tally, though. So, Jack, and a good start to the season.
Jack.
I believe it was it Chaos Cast that said, the great Chaos Cast that said, got a long way to go, Jeff?
Yeah, I believe everything Chaos Cast said because she's such a great player.
No, that was when Spencer said, Cass, 0% chance of winning the game.
And she then does, she was, and he was right.
But she turned around and said it's a long game because he was implying that she was going to get kicked out the following week. And then she made it all the way to 4.
But she had zero
three,
chance. To
three.
Win. She could have made the final 3. She still wouldn't win.
She did make the final 3.
She could be the only person left.
Actually, you are wrong, good sir. Because
if we would have picked her,
they said they would have they would have voted for Cass to win. So Cat, like, yeah, right? No, they said they would have voted for Wu. So Wu made the wrong choice. Okay,
yeah,
maybe Jack
would have won.
No, I think they said Cass.
No,
she would have gotten votes, but they would have voted for Wu.
Okay, anyway,
it was $1 million mistake.
Let's move.
But he can sleep well at night, so cool.
Good for him. Yeah. All right, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack group. Want to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, The Drake, Joanne with the plan, and Ed, the letter carrier, who is also the creepy mailman.
Thank you. By the way, my Facebook algorithm gave me an advertisement today for the Drake Hotel in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
I posted a picture in the page.
I saw that.
I thought it was really funny. I was like, wow.
The Drake.
Clearly, yeah, Google has been listening to me talk.
This show is also made possible by our team at Jane Jack Productions, artwork by Jacob Parr, website management by Rob Francescanini, posting and overall administration of the entire operations is Colleen. Jack, who hosts the most podcasts on the network, and then this show is produced by me as well as co-hosted.
So I basically don't do anything but talk.
Which, you know, that's important.
Okay.
I mean, it is a podcast network.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Exactly. Okay.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And I'm leading in the tallies right now.
Don't ever let anybody tell you that you don't do anything.
I don't care.
All right. That is it. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace
Bye.
Out.
Bye.